Hello, my name is Maureen, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. Manifesting freedom, peace, wellness, health, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station, nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be celebrating a Vegan Thanksgiving 2024. This is the Turkey Song by Will Tuttle. Start out with this contribution by United Poultry Concerns. Quote, Thanksgiving Tragedy, A Visit to a Turkey Farm. November 23rd, 2015. A few days before Thanksgiving, activists with United Poultry Concerns visited a turkey farm to hold vigil for turkeys destined for slaughter. Please watch and share this short video documenting their visit to the turkey farm. For more information, please visit United Poultry Concerns, upc-online.org, end quote.
So, we didn't know if we were going to find turkeys. We kind of assumed that we would be too late, and we are. So, this is where they lived. Okay. We came here today to bear witness to an unimaginable horror, the senseless killing of millions of innocent turkeys for the holiday of Thanksgiving. We stand here before these empty sheds where you lived, crowded and confined just days, possibly hours ago. We know that each of you were individuals with fears and hopes, sorrows and pain. We are horrified at the callousness of our species and want to deeply apologize for humans' mistreatment, abhorrent abuse, and for taking your lives when you did not want to die. We honor and respect your lives and grieve for your unnecessary deaths. Please know that there is a small but growing group of humans that do care, that would never hurt or harm you, and that think about you each day and work to free your brothers and sisters so they will never have to suffer what you had to endure. We will continue to speak out for you and fight for you so that one day our holidays will not be marred by the shedding of innocent blood.
After leaving the turkey farm, the activists then joined a demonstration encouraging a compassionate Thanksgiving.
We love turkeys, we love all living beings, so we're here today to speak to them and to let people know that there's another way to celebrate a wonderful holiday like Thanksgiving without an animal's life being taken.
Prayer flags for the path.
With our map we climb, reaching high, east-faced path where dreams don't die. Roped in grace, all hymns abound, step by step, with time unwound. One deep breath in, one breath out, really face the fears, let go of doubt. No time but now, no place but here. Our path ascends in a love so clear.
Prayer Flags for the Path, written by Tammy Hay, a vegan activist in Alberta, Canada.
Up here, not better, not above. The air so thin yet filled with love. Sensitive and tough we stand, not callous, but with open hands. One deep breath in, one breath out. Release the fears, let go of doubt. No time but now, no place but here. Our path ascends in a love so clear. Up here, not better, not above. The air so thin yet filled with love. Sensitive and tough we stand, not callous, but with open hands. One deep breath in, one breath out. Release the fears, let go of doubt. No time but now, no place but here. Our path ascends in a love so clear. Vegan souls on this mountain high. Prayer flags flutter as we climb the sky. A map and invite for those who seek. The journey start where our voices speak. The snow like diamonds, pure and bright. Our soul's journey, purest light. Inside we go, then spiral wide. Out in love where peace abides.
Prayer Flags for the Path by Immovable Record Company 5073, written by Tammy Hay.
Let go of doubt. No time but now, no place but here. Our path ascends in love. So
now I would like to share this Prayer Flags for Animals, and this can be found on peacetoallbeings.com by Judy Carmen. Quote, "Welcome to Peace to All Beings. Until we liberate animals from human exploitation and violence, we cannot expect to have true freedom and peace for ourselves. We human beings can awaken to our higher consciousness and embrace a new paradigm of living in harmony rather than in fear and domination. We can become homo ahimsa, my new term for a new nonviolent and kind human. But we must make that choice together. There is hope for our species, hope that we will not continue this war against animals and the earth. Together, let us co-create a new culture and heal the wounds humanity has caused to the earth, to each other, and to the animals who share this world with us." The Prayer Flag for Animals Project. Prayer flags for people have been around for centuries. It is time that animals had prayer flags flying around the world for them too. There are many peace prayer flags for people with noble vision of ending wars. However, many do not realize that a war has been raging against non-human animals for centuries. Animals abused in entertainment, agriculture, experiments, etc., long for peace and freedom just as we do. Wild animals may have a certain amount of freedom, but are losing habitat and suffer greatly at the hands of hunters, polluters, and other human-caused violence. All of them need our help. Please enjoy the spirit of your flag at your home, school, or place of work. May it inspire you with a vision of peace on earth and freedom for all beings. If you wish to do more with your flag, you can help spread the spirit of freedom for the animals in three steps. One, go to a place where animals are being abused, such as a zoo, aquarium, slaughterhouse, laboratory, feedlot, chicken farm, etc. Alternatively, you may wish to go to an animal sanctuary or other place at which animals are cared for lovingly. Two, next, have someone photograph you with your flag in front of the place, preferably near a visible sign identifying the location. Or you can tie your flag to a fence or pole near the sign and take a photo of that. For example, it could be a photo of your flag next to the sign for your city zoo. Three, finally, title your photo with the location and at least your first name and send it to Judy Carmen at ymail.com. Please include your permission for me to post the picture online. I will post it on peacetoallbeings.com. After your photo session, you may wish to leave your flag behind. It might be taken down and thrown away fairly soon if it was placed at a slaughterhouse, for example. But while it is there, the prayer on the flag and your sacred intention will be transported by the wind to places both far and near to bless the animals of Earth and especially those who are suffering at that particular location. or you may wish to take your flag with you and hang it at your home or take it to other needy animals. May our flags carry our prayers around our precious planet and bring mercy, love, peace, and freedom, finally, to all beings. Peace to you and to all beings. Judy Common, Anna McCoy. Anna did the artwork. To order flags, contact Judy at judycarman@ymail.com. That's JudyCarman. judycarman@ymail.com. Each flag is 9 1/4 inches wide by 13 inches high and made of 100% cotton. There is a white cord sewn into the top hem so that you can hang it easily. These flags were made by a third generation Tibetan prayer flag making family. The family is originally from the small town of Yolmo, which is known as a prayer flag making town. They have since relocated to Buda, a district in Kathmandu, Nepal. Kazi Lama is the owner of the business. He learned to make prayer flags from his father, who is now focusing his time on spiritual practice while his son runs the flag-making business. The business is certified fair trade. Some of the text on the flag reads, "May all beings live free, love the whole world, embrace nonviolence, end the war on animals, the earth and people, go vegan." We're listening to The Geese Song by Will Tuttle. Thank you very much for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our Thanksgiving special.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome to Maple Farm Sanctuary. We love you. Yes, we do.
That was the voice of Gwendolyn, a rescue turkey at Maple Farm Sanctuary in Massachusetts, USA. Welcome back from the break. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. Let's continue with our Thanksgiving special 2024. This is Karen Davis. Karen Davis is the founder of United Poultry Concerns. Rest in peace, Karen, 1944 to 2023. This is Karen speaking in 2016 at the National Animal Rights Day in New York City. Much thanks to Craig Seaman for this recording.
I founded United Poultry Concerns in Maryland as a national nonprofit organization 26 years ago in 1990, promoting the compassionate, respectful treatment of chickens, turkeys, ducks, and other domestic fowl. We promote a vegan diet and lifestyle, an ethical vegan diet and lifestyle. And we want all animals to be reunited with their families and to be reunited with the environment that they are meant to live in, and to breathe fresh air and to have the kind of a life that every creature on earth deserves to have. So thank you for being here today. Thank you for your attention. Please go vegan. Give a cluck, go vegan for yourselves, for the animals, and for this earth. Thank you so much.
That was a snippet of Karen Davis's speech in 2016 at the National Animal Rights Day in New York City.
Do you hear them scream?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Please let us all
go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them scream?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Confess it, and then listen, and watch, and then act. Yes, listen, and watch, and then act.
you hear them scream?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Please let us all
go vegan, go vegan.
This is Annette Rudak in Munich, Germany. Go vegan.
Go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Please let us all
go vegan, go vegan.
For too long you haven't noticed all the cruelties that have been done. But now the time has come that you listen and watch and then act. Please listen and watch and then act.
Hörst du sie schreien?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Hörst du sie weinen?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Siehst du sie sterben?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Bitte lasst uns alle
go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear that scream?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Next up is a snippet of my interview with Dr. Will Tuttle. This was conducted in August of 2024. Dr. Tuttle is the author of The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony, and his new book, Food for Freedom, Reclaiming Our Health and Rescuing Our World.
We could really feed everyone on this planet on a fraction of the land, especially eating an organic, whole food, plant-based diet, which takes so much less land and water and resources. And instead of being engaged in a violent and dominating mentality, which we have to have if we're eating the flesh of cows and pigs and chickens or basically stealing their eggs or their milk, to just let the animals live their lives freely like they did for millions of years. And we can be planting foods, vegetables, fruits, grains, nuts, seeds, legumes, and so forth. And we get a huge return, basically, and much more, much more. We don't need animals. In fact, our food forest is what is known as veganic. We refrain from using bone meal and blood meal and fish meal and manure and all these animal inputs that people think you have to add to build up the soil, because we realize there's lots of ways to build up the soil just with using plant-based compost and so forth and recycling nutrients. And that's what we do. And we just keep building up the soil, and it gets better and better. And our trees are giving us, we're getting like 600 nectarines this year from one little nectarine tree. And it's just fantastic, really, to have this kind of relationship with the local land where we're living.
Beautiful. And I also appreciate that you have traveled worldwide for the past 40 years, doing your best, a great job to veganize this planet. And I think that your message is one of the most important messages of the boomerang effect. And so that, I think, is very significant of what we've been seeing happening globally for, as we know, many decades, but especially since 2020. And so let's talk about some of those things that we see happening and then relate that to what we as a global society, and again, no fault of our own, we're all just found ourselves born into this paradigm, and now it's our job to transform it and evolve into a vegan paradigm. But could you please talk about some of the things that happen to farmed animals and also animals in laboratories, and now what's happening to humanity?
Right. Well, that's a really good point, Marlene. And what I refer to in the World Peace Diet and also in Food for Freedom as the boomerang effect is really in many ways a modern iteration of the ancient teaching that is in all the world's wisdom traditions: as you sow, so shall you reap. And we need to really take that teaching seriously. And I think we know that on some level, that present that we're experiencing in many ways is a direct result of our past and the future in the same way we're creating right now. And what I realized in my research into the consequences of animal agriculture, which is the living central core of our society, and it's based on slaughtering millions of animals every single day, billions every day if we include marine animals. And so it's a vast killing machine, and we're causing a lot of suffering and disease and violence to these animals who have interests that are as important to them as our interests are to us. And so we have to understand that what we do to them, we eventually experience ourselves. The fact is that these animals are not capable of retaliating directly. They're not able to take us to court and sue us or to hit us back or whatever. But our violence towards them itself retaliates as the very things that we are inflicting on them. And so I can go through just a few brief examples. For example, the different diseases that we find afflicting people in our society today. One of the main ones, of course, is obesity. And at the same time, the obesity of cows and pigs and chickens and turkeys has also increased every year. We have whole armies of scientists who have one job, which is to maximize profits for the meat, dairy, and egg industry. And that means since the animals are sold by the pound, we have all kinds of very sophisticated lighting schedules and pharmaceutical uses and feed and breeding, and everything is to maximize weight gain. There are now chickens actually within a matter of a mere 35 or 34 days go from being born out of an egg and fattened up and slaughtered. I mean, it's an incredible situation. Our technology to maximize obesity in other animals to maximize profits, and we find we have an obesity epidemic. And it's the same for everything else. For example, osteoporosis, we maximize how much profit we can get out of cows by taking as much milk out of them as we can, and same thing with chickens and eggs. So these animals are losing bone mass in the calcium and magnesium that is in the milk and the eggs and the eggshells. And so they have severe osteoporosis, and very often their bones are breaking right under them, and we have an osteoporosis epidemic, of course. And the same thing with cancer. These animals are forced to live in extremely toxic environments, eating toxic food under enormous stress, and they have high cancer rates. We get higher. Our cancer rates are also increasing continually. Stress levels are increasing. Medications for stress and so forth have been going up every year as we increase the stress and hyperconfinement of these animals. And so we have to realize if we are going to insist on breaking their families up and allowing no relationships, then we find ourselves more and more feeling alone and isolated in our society, because as we sow, we reap. We destroy relationships. I've been warning for years that if we're going to insist on force medicating these animals, they don't have a choice. You know, they're vaccinated over and over and over again for all kinds of things. And these are poisons that are very harmful to the animals, but they boost profits for the industry. And the same thing with tracking. They're microchipped and tracked all the way through the whole thing. So do we really want to find ourselves in the same situation with forced medication and forced tracking and microchipping and so forth of ourselves and our children? This is basically turning humanity into livestock. You know, we turn these beautiful animals who celebrated their lives for millions of years free of human interference, and we started interfering with them about 10,000 years ago, as I talk about in these books, and we started sowing the seeds not only of their enslavement but for our own enslavement. And now the technology is in place where just a very few people can control a very large number of people the same way one or two people can control a whole shed of 10,000 animals. So technology allows the tracking and the domination and exploitation of the many by the few. And now we have a situation, which I think people must be waking up to this, where we have just a very small percentage of humanity. It's actually about 1/10,000th of 1% of us is this very most super wealthy, powerful plutocratic class, and through technology they're able to basically in many ways treat us the way we treat cows and pigs and chickens and exploit us. So the beautiful truth is that as we wake up to see what's happening and stop exploiting these animals, cows and pigs and chickens, and also, like you say, animals that are abused terribly in vivisection and laboratories, testing medications and products, if we liberate these animals, then we will be liberating ourselves. That's the only way to liberate ourselves in the big picture. If we think that we can somehow find ourselves worthy of truth and freedom and leaders who are really wise and compassionate and care about us, then we have to be that to those who are less powerful than we are, which are these animals. And as long as we're going to crush them with no mercy and no kindness and without even any sense of remorse, what makes us think that we're worthy of a world of freedom and joy and abundance when we're inflicting misery and violence and despair on the millions of other animals every day? But we are not robotic, automatons. We're beings with a conscience, and so we need to rouse ourselves out of this hypnotic trance we've been placed into from infancy by well-meaning people who are also similarly wounded and abused, and heal ourselves, heal this mentality of violence towards animals. The more we bless others and move to a plant-based or plant-sourced way of eating, we free up food to solve the world hunger problem, for example. We can feed everyone on a fraction of the land and the water. So this is something each one of us can do, and it's a beautiful, positive thing to be aware of, as well as, of course, the fact that if we fail to do that, the stakes are very high. We have a technology now that can really enslave us, and we're not far away from that if we continue to enslave animals, if we continue to insist to keep our eyes closed to the consequences of our actions.
A new day's rising. Oh, people, our power is aligning. Oh, people, look around, see your friend. Oh, people, together till the end. Together till the end. We are wielding of compassion. We slice through delusion, making way for the wisdom. We trust in.
Much thanks to all for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com.
We live in our passion. We live our passion.
Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Please join us again next week at the same time. Much thanks to all the vegan musicians also. Let's go out with Oh People by the Invisible Bee. This is Marlene wishing you a happy Thanksgiving and peace on earth.
Oh people, a new day is rising. Oh people, our power is aligning. Oh people, look around, see your friend. Till the end, together till the end, we are wielding the blade of compassion. We slice through delusion, making way for the wisdom.
That's the way it's gotta be. If we're gonna be free.